And the Fremont Family YMCA is moving on. Man, you guys are always open and ready to go until the weather gets really bad and you have to close.
But... Right. Well, we're open this morning.
Yeah.
And we welcomed in some of those kids that were parents who were caught without childcare. So we have a fun club going today. We had about 30 kids that had checked in when I left. So, yeah. And, you know, that's what the Y is here for, is to make sure that we are able to respond to not only the long-term and but the immediate needs of the community. And you know, we're watching the weather like everybody else in town, so we'll do the responsible thing if the weather does turn. But right now we are open and up and operating as usual.
Yeah. January, Lindy Hoyer, the executive director at the YMCA, is with us this morning. January is a big month, isn't it?
It is a big month. It's a big month in health clubs, and then, you know, we're so much more than that. But yeah, we had a great membership special going on the first few days. We had lots of people coming in and trying out things last week. And now we're settling into getting ready for our season. So we've got some registrations that are opening up today for tennis and swim lessons. Those open up for the members.
Okay.
Especially those swim lessons. Don't dilly-dally on wanting to get your kids in there. Those sign up fast. Next week we'll open to people who are not members. So if you're not a member of the Y yet, I don't know why you're not, but if you're not, you certainly can try to get in for some swim and tennis lessons. We kind of have a special event going out for our yoga fans out there. It's called Rest, Renew, and Restore Yoga Class, and it's going to be held out at our Camp Christensen Family YMCA Camp, which is on West Military, and that's on January 20th. So go to the website, get information on that, but we're starting to look at that site as in addition to a popular place to rent for special events and host our summer camps, for ways we can get our members out there and enjoying it.
Yeah, so, especially in the winter. It's a good space, too.
Yeah. If you're a pickleball player, we have a pickleball tournament coming up on January 27th, so be sure and get registered on that. Those are always fun tournaments, and I believe the big prizes instead of trophies are jars of dill pickles. So come on down and earn the biggest jar of dill pickles you can in the pickleball tournament.
I love it. That's
Carrie
awesome.
Pentel likes to have a lot of fun with those prizes. So, and then, you know, because we want to make sure we're covering everyone's interests at the Y, we have ballroom dancing that's going to be starting on January 15th. So we're still taking registrations for the ballroom dancing classes. So grab a partner or get assigned to a partner and come on down and learn some of the really beautiful ballroom dancing moves. So
yeah,
I think
fun.
You and Lynn would be good prospects, you know, for that, Chris.
We probably need to do that because we don't know all the dances.
Yeah.
We're not dancing with the stars kind of people or anything like that. But when we do go out and cut the rug with some people, usually it's a bigger group.
Yeah.
And by the time we get to the part where you're actually dancing, nobody really cares anymore.
Yeah, nobody's really paying that close
really
attention.
They're not really watching too close, but yeah,
well,
it
you know,
sounds like a lot of fun.
I think it is. And, you know, it is kind of a lost art.
It is.
You know, I remember growing up going to dances and with my parents, and they knew how to dance. That was part of their dating, their, you know, teenage scene, and that was to learn to do those dances. So anyway, if you're just young or old, want to refresh the steps, if you do know how to, come on down and join us. And again, from pickleball to swim lessons to ballroom dancing and yoga classes, I mean, we've got it all going on. Not to mention there's a lot of hockey games and tournaments going on in the Seidner Ice Arena. So
be sure
and check that because, you know, those hockey games are open to the public, and they're quite competitive. All of the teams, the Fremont Flyers and Midlands men's and women teams, are very competitive. So come on down. There's no excuse not to come to the Y, really.
Well, and even when on a day like today, you look at the weather and you say, so if you're a swimmer, today's not an ideal day, but when you're at the Dillon Family Aquatic Center, every day is a good day.
It's warm and cozy, and you know the water is there waiting for you. Yeah, so Yeah. I mean, like I said, we are open. We are open today. We'll be open until we kind of deem it's not, we wouldn't be able to. So we'd be open till 9 p.m. Today, unless the weather dictates an early closing. And then we'll be, you know, check our website, check our social media pages and that to, if you're coming in the evening, just to make sure we are still open.
So. Still have that connection with RTG Medical on the swim side of things?
Yep. For our Swim Mates program, you bet. And that includes every first grader in the Fremont area schools. As part of their PE curriculum, RTG generously supports us teaching, the Y teaching those first graders how to swim. And I tell you what, in a community like Fremont, knowing how to swim is really, I mean, there's so much water around. Some of the things that we're looking into as we go forward with swim lessons is looking at the possibility of even hosting some open water swim lessons. Because, you know, swimming in a pool is different than swimming in a lake.
For sure.
And usually when you hear about accidents and that, it's in that open, fresh water. So we're looking at that in ways that we can continue to encourage safety around the water.
Yeah, for sure. Lindy, best way to find things is on the website, right?
FremontFamilyYMCA.org. You spell that whole thing out. And yeah, and all that information and more is on the website.
And you have an app too, I believe.
We do. We have a Daxco app that you can download if you're a member. And you know, we are here to serve the community. So if there's anything that you, the listeners out there, would like to see or have a request for, reach out to us. Ashley Remington is our Director of Membership Experience, and she's great at listening to our members. And I mean, we can't respond to everything immediately, but we do take that input, and we do consider that as we're looking for ways in which we can continue to be of service to the community.
Thank you. I appreciate the time
absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Lindy Hoyer, Executive Director of the Fremont Family YMCA, with us here.